And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. And I didn't think I was going to make it tonight because y'all don't know how tired I am. it has been. This is my first, I think, Tuesday night show from after Thanksgiving, I think. Yeah. So before I get into all that, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We had a pretty good Thanksgiving this year. Like I was saying, I had a podcast that night, but this is the first Tuesday night episode. We had a pretty good Thanksgiving. So I hope everyone else had a great Thanksgiving. It was a good one. You know, the thing is that I find funny, you know, because now it's been what? Several days later after Thanksgiving, and you go to the refrigerator and you're like, do I want to eat? You know, you're looking, and you know, maybe a spoonful of macaroni and cheese is left, but maybe a spoonful of dressing, and the pie don't look as tantalizing as it did on on Thanksgiving, and it's just one of those things like nah. So I didn't eat a lot of leftovers. It's been I've been pretty lax in the leftover department, so yeah, throw it away. I think it's time. I'm not eating any more of it because now you might get the salmonella from the chicken, from the turkey, and that can't be good. But like I said, I hope you guys have had a great Thanksgiving. It officially kicked off the holiday season. It seemed like things came so very fast. Thanksgiving, it's like we were in a rush to get there, and we got there and it's like, oh, it is the Christmas season. I did get to do a little shopping Thanksgiving night, which was not bad. Like I told you guys, it wasn't bad. I was, you know, went about 6, was home before 8, got what I needed, walked in, walked out, and it was all cool. So that was great. But now, you know, since we've been having some crazy weather around here, you know, with the warm weather, like 70, it was 70s this weekend, 70s this past weekend. And it was a perfect time to put up Christmas lights outside. We normally don't do that, you know, in my family, but I know other people do. So if you guys got your stuff up, congratulations, because I've seen a lot of stuff up. And you know, sometimes I get to the point to where, do I want to do the tree and everything? Do I want? But I think I'm going to do 2 trees this year. I think I'm going to do just a traditional tree with traditional ornaments that we've purchased throughout the years, and then I'm also going to do a little nerd tree for me. There's some nerd geek ornaments, fanboy ornaments is what I call them, that I've picked up over the years, so they're going exclusively on that tree. And then I also got a ornament from Geek Galaxy Comic Con, from my friends, Elaine specifically, because she's the one I made that thing, from the Thought Bubbles podcast. So those guys, and so those guys are getting married. So everybody, if you listen to the Thought Bubbles podcast, the host, Kristen and Elaine, they're getting married coming up. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So I've been charged because the receptionist is going, I'm not putting their business out in the street, but I've been charged with getting with it's a ugly a Chris, ugly Christmas sweater type of deal. And now I've been to those before, but I never wore one. But this time I said, okay, I want to participate. And so I don't know exactly. Hey guys, I'm talking about y'all. I'm talking about, they just walked into the chat room, everybody. And and so I have to get an ugly Christmas sweater. And so I was talking to Elaine and I was like, you know, can it be so ugly it's cute? Because I would lean really, really, really heavy on the cute, or just, I was, you know, I'm not a sweater boy because, you know, I'm a man of a particular size. So, you know, sweaters normally try to, they want to grab and tuck and and smush all the curves on your body. And if you don't get one that's at the right size, then you end up looking like a blimp, right? And so I'm still having a dilemma. I told my mother, I'm like, you need to fire up your sewing machine because I need to sew something. She's like, you can't sew. And I'm like, you gonna do it. So I'm gonna enlist her help and try to make something, try to be creative. But I first had to find a sweater. So I have any dilemma, like Nelly and Kelly dilemma. So I'm gonna do it though. I want to participate. Like I said, I've been to them in the past, but I've just, you know, just went cute, you know. But now I want to participate because these guys are really, really fun. And I'm like, if they're doing it and they're doing ugly, it's gonna be a fun time. So I need to be part of the group, right? And then I need to find a date. So if anybody is local and wants to go as my date, inbox me on Facebook. No. And actually that was the first night. I have a second Christmas party, which it to go to is this is my second one, so I'm feeling pretty popular, right? Because a lot of people still don't think I live here. But the second one is really a gay Christmas party. It is called, it's the annual union suit party that friends of mine throw every year on Christmas night. And it used to be called Thank God Christmas is Over party, and it went from like 8 or 9 and to like 3 or 4 the next day. So I hope, but here's the thing. The last time I went to one of these was in 2005, I believe. And it's also costume specific, you know? And then I was a lot smaller, so the costume was a little bit more, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna wear this, but you have to wear a union suit. Do you guys know what a union suit is? Do you guys know what a union suit is? A union suit, it's like red long underwear. You know, the underwear that's like full bodied with the arms, and then and where the butt is, it either unbuttons so your butt's exposed. I know this sounds terrible. It sounds absolutely horrible and very, very seedy, right? It was kind of seedy, I had to admit. But it's a fun time, free alcohol and free food. And so I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be wearing one of those. But I remember in the past, if you didn't wear one, and once you got in, they would strip you naked and put one on you. So I don't know if that's going to happen. So I might not be going to that one. I may not be going to that one because, to say the least, it could get pretty darn interesting. But you guys will be the first to know if I go. So two Christmas parties. So if you guys have any ideas of what I should do, if I'm going to make an ugly sweater, an ugly Christmas sweater, what should I do? And if I'm going to the union suit party, should I actually wear a union suit? Those are two things I need advice on. But like I said, I hope you guys are doing well. I have a slight headache because I've been So I started this morning at 8 something, and 8:30 I got up at 8. Well, I got a phone call at 8, and then that's when my day started. And then I ran and ran and ran till after 6 tonight. I was so sleepy. I didn't. I fell asleep doing Marvel's Agents of Shield. You know I love that show. It's gotten so much better. But I fell asleep, so I didn't get to watch it. So I'll have to watch it tomorrow. I'll watch it later or something on Hulu or somebody. So, but back to the Christmas lights. So and Christmas tree. So I'm doing a nerd tree, and I don't know about the lights because everybody like this. The la in the last few days, everybody has put their lights up. My sister's put her stuff up, and I'm like, okay, I'm falling behind. I'm falling behind. I need to get in the spirit. I need to get in the mode, the Christmas mode, or I'm just gonna be late, and then I don't want to wait till the last minute, and I just got so much stuff to do. So when we come back, take a quick break. Well, not too quick of a break, but a break. When we come back, I'm talking about my new job that actually, I've been telling you it was going to start one time, but it actually started Monday. And also the young lady, the Republican staffer, Elizabeth Loughton, and the hot top three way. Hot top, hot tub three-way that went bad. And there's this sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut. My name is David. It is a 5x5 late night show. We'll be right back.
Dog Child 99.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game, say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby, better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me. Believe that you are at home by yourself when I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I know you say that I was doing my thing.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding you back from me,
'cause I know how you usually do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
Either say my name or keep your mouth shut, right? Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Here talking to y'all for a little bit. You know what? Today, today I was at work, and you know I work with the developmentally disabled community, and wasn't one of my clients, but I have a little brim on and my scarf and you know and everything, and I'm leaving work this evening, and somebody says to me, "Hey, you look like CeeLo Green." And I'm like, "What?" I said, because I joke with them, you know. I joke, I have fun, I have a good time with them, and I laugh, and sometimes my responses are like, they get a kick out of my responses, some of the things I say, and so I know the one client, and I said, I don't like CeeLo Green. I said, I'm about 2 feet taller than CeeLo Green, and a lot, and not as big. He's like, nope. CeeLo Green. I said, but I can't sing. He's like, yeah, you still like CeeLo Green. And he was serious with it. I was like, oh, okay. They got here lately, and not only my clients, but I was at the store tonight. And this is not it's not a funny thing. I just don't like being approached. I do have big hands. Thought bubbles. I do have big hands. I don't like being approached, you know, by panhandlers, you know. And the thing is, you don't know what anybody's situation is. And it is because, you know, I was talking to my friend last night. I was saying, I just love Christmas. Christmas is, today, maybe. Anyhow, this is my favorite holiday. And it puts me in a more a nicer mood for some reason. So if you want to get anything from me during the course of the year, holla at me in December because I'm a lot nicer and I'm a little bit more malleable. So, so this young man comes up. And the thing is, when you're asking for something, don't creep up on me like you a ninja. You know, because you might get your chin checked because
ain't nobody got time for that.
Don't sneak up on me. Don't do it. And so he creeps up on me because you know the walk, you know, the little tippy tippy paws. They look tippy tippy paws and they kind of, you know, skate up to you, you know, with that whole look on their face. And so I'm trying to buy some toothpaste, you know, and so he said, Hey, bruh, I like your hat, man. I'm like, yeah, what's up? You know, because I can go there. You know, I was raised in a particular area of the city. I can go there. I'm like, what's up? You know, and so he says, well, you know, I'm homeless and I just don't want to be a bum. And then that whole, I guess, that shell of why are you even talking to me kind of melted away because it is the holidays. And because I feel sorry for people, even if they were lying to me, it takes a lot of pride or no pride or pushing your pride down to just ask somebody for money. He's like, and I'm hungry and, you know, and it's better to ask somebody than rob and steal. Now, he didn't say rob, steal, or kill, because if he said kill, I would have screamed, rape! I would have said that, but I didn't. I didn't have to. And so, I understand, man. I got you. I said, you know, and this is the God honest truth. Unless I'm going to an event or I'm going somewhere, I never carry cash. Hardly ever will you see me with any cash. And I picked up some cash Sunday when I went to the circus because I thought I was going to buy something at the circus, but you had to have get a small loan. Was it a small business loan or small personal loan to get anything at the circus this weekend because everything was so high. And so I had several dollars in my hand. I said, you know what? I never carry cash here. You know, he said thanks. Although I do think he was in there stealing too, because I never see him go to the register to purchase anything. And then I walked out pretty much after him. But again, he was ghost. It wasn't no. I didn't see him anywhere in the parking lot. And then you had that thought. Well, I hope he didn't see me gonna fall into my car and stab me to death, right? No, I'm being funny. I'm not being serious. So I did my good deed for the day. But you know, I don't. You don't need pats on the back for that. It was just that's what I did because I felt that it was something I can do. Not that I'm rich by any means, because I'm not. It's just something nice to do. And anyhow, and then a couple of days ago, I'm sitting outside, and I'm on my phone or doing something. This is when it was warm, and so young. I call them the young bucks. We're walking up the street, and I kind of pride myself on not looking my age. I think I can pass for 30 something, not 40 something. I think I can. I could be totally deluded, and that could be me just thinking I am, but no. And so these young guys, with the swag and the pants hanging down, which I still don't understand. They're like, "Yo, what's up, old school?" I'm like, "Old school? What are you calling me old school for? Keep your mouth shut. I'm not old." No, but I thought that was funny. And I was telling my sister about it. She's like, "Well," I'm like, "Girl, I look younger than you." Which I think I told you guys this before. When we were at the festival back in October, somebody thought I was her father. So I'm like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to go get some Botox or something." I didn't think black crack, but it might did because it's just anyhow. I don't look old. I don't think I look old, but those things that were said to me this in the course of the last couple of weeks, I thought it was funny. So you guys know I got a promotion at my job. I've been talking about it, and my friend Timmy Sims told me he was giving me ideas. I didn't have any idea what to talk about tonight, and he was like, "Yo, talk about that or talk about Christmas." Talk about, although I haven't played a Christmas song yet, but it's coming. And so, and at that point, I had already today when we were talking, I had already been to two training meetings this morning. I had to run my mom on an errand. We had to go to Penny's and stay in there for a little bit. I was in Penny's today, Elaine, and didn't go upstairs. And then she had a doctor's appointment. And then I had to take her home. And then I had another meeting this evening. So I've been meeting to death. And so when I go back this evening, and I was, well, was that late afternoon, and I was talking to my boss, and because when you all come into a new position where you're over people and you don't know those people as well. Actually, I found out I do know one person, maybe two, and you just don't know how they will respond when you and this happened to me before, where I've been a coworker and then I've been promoted to management, and then the dynamic changes. And I think that I've always been able to balance that. I've always been able to transition in a way to where the coworkers, which become, sometimes become your friends. I thought I was able to do that in a way to where they didn't think I was trying to be better than them or really being the boss, And so, but I was told, and so I asked the question. I'm like, what are the personalities like? Because I'm a personality guy. I like people with good personality, good energy, good vibe. And she's like, "Well, you should have being problem." And she's like, and she was told me, she's like, "David, I know you." She's like, "You like things a certain way." She's like, "Just do what you do." And I'm like, "Well, I ain't trying stepping anybody's toes." She's like, "I'm not worried about the toes. You the boss." I'm like, "Okay." So tomorrow will be my first introduction to some of my employees, some of my workers. I'll be introduced to them. And but I was thinking to myself, because the amount and the, of the in this job, the amount of paperwork that has to be completed, and they're not so There's a lot of things that you can do on the computer. I did ask because I had posted earlier on Facebook. I said my Google calendar was telling me, don't put another schedule in here. Don't do it. But it was kind of difficult because, this job wasn't supposed to start. Well, first it was going to start Monday, but then they're like, no, let's wait to the next pay period, which would have been the 16th, and we'll start then. But then my boss is going on vacation, so she says, no, we need to start on the first. So then they call me Monday morning, because I'm still working my old position. And she's like, you're starting today. You've been transferred to salary. And so now you need to come and do all this stuff. And so I'd already planned my week out. So now I'm kind of moving things around in the course of my week because that stuff was already planned. Because I tell people my weeks have to be planned in a week in advance. And I have friends here from the Netherlands that I'm not going to get to see because of this new job anyhow. And so but the amount of paperwork that has to be completed, I'm like I do, like in my personal job, I'm a takeover kind of person. And in my particular position, well, my prior position, I took care of all that for my site. I did everything, and so now I thought I had four sites. I was told today I have five sites. And I'm like, okay, five sites with like 20, 25 people that I have to make vacations for and make sure they're doing the right thing. And but the thing is, I get to work from home a lot, which is good. But it's so funny, in bold print, in my offer letter, in bold print, it says, your work schedule is 24/7. You're always on call. So, literally, somebody could call me right now when I'm finally trained and say, hey, David, we got a problem. I need you over here. I have to go. I can't say, well, I'm in a bed. I can't do that. Now, y'all know I like my sleep, So I'm like, oh, I should have kept my mouth shut and said, no, I didn't want that job. But it's I have to say, I was thinking about this today because there's been jobs in the past. And I've done a plethora of different jobs where, if I say this, people don't say he's always talking about race and racism and playing the race card. It just happens to be the way it is, And there's been times where I should have been promoted, and the manager, she hired her friend, who didn't have any experience when I was doing all the work. And that's happened to me several times in my history of working, and sometimes it's good for somebody to say, you do good work. You're dependable. I like what you do. I like how you handle yourself. This is your job, and I want you to take it, because I didn't seek this. They came to me. So I thought that was kind of nice that they did that. And but I'm like, and I was talking to my boss today, and she's like, well, you have deadlines here, you have deadlines here, you gotta get this done. She's like, and you be ready to go because I'm going on the vacation on the 19th, you'll be ready to go on the 18th. I'm like, okay. And the only thing about this job, there's I drive a lot in my job now, my current job now, but there's a lot of driving, to multiple places in the city. And I'm like, I'm about to buy me a new car. See, I've been wanting an excuse to buy a new car. And so I'm like, is this my chance to buy me a new car? I don't know. But other than that, I think it's gonna be fine. So you guys wish me luck. I don't know. I'm glad I'm down to one day, 1 2 days a week on here, because I don't think I'll have time. But tomorrow, if I get some free time from work, I don't know what time I'll be done tomorrow, but I'm gonna go get me some office furniture because I'll make a little office. And see, now I need to have a reason to buy a new computer, right? And also get my San Diego Comic-Con tickets. That should be me too. What, Elaine? You just put me too, and I know I said something, but my mind is, I'm kind of I don't remember very well, so you had to tell me to what I was talking about. Anyhow, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about two other issues where people should have kept their mouth shut. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back. Yes, mama, yes. That was Beyonce's new hot joint. Although I don't know what the hell she's talking about. But that song just makes you kick and twirl, baby. That is 7-Eleven from the re-release. I guess, what do they call it when they make it? Okay, Beyonce Deluxe Edition of last year's phenomenal, because remember she released her latest album about this time last year, and it was crazy successful. And so this is the deluxe edition. Came with two new songs. I haven't heard the other song, but this is the release right now, called 7-Eleven. And it's hot. I like it. Like I said, I don't know what she's talking about, but I can see myself in the club kicking, twirling to this. And the video is really cute. I don't know if you've seen the video. She's on the balcony somewhere, and she's like in her pajamas, well, underwear, I guess. And she's just dancing silly, being silly. And I've heard people talk about Beyonce, and they're saying, we don't want to see our Beyonce drinking alcohol or talking about sex. Well, she's had a baby, so she's had a little sex, right? And she's grown. She tried to tell y'all that she's a grown woman. You know what I mean? That song, Grown Woman. You know, so, you know, I don't see the problem is leave Beyonce alone because she ain't caring about nothing, y'all. You know, she doesn't because, and not that I'm a stan, you know, but I'm a little bit of a stan. And, well, no, I am. I'm part of the Beehive. And, you know, the song, you know, she does what she wants to do. She's a grown woman. I hate when people try to say, oh, I don't, she's a role model. I don't think she should be doing that because young girl, she didn't ask to be a role model. She didn't ask for that. Y'all put that on her. Okay. Anyhow. So. Back to the story at hand. I, you know, I get a lot of my information from InstinctMagazine.com, your gay source for all your gay information. There was a hot tub threesome that led to a fight. And I'm like, this is worth even talking about. But it's funny because I want to know how you got to this. So I'll read a little bit. And another thing, how I lived without a tablet. I don't know. I don't know how I live without having a tablet. You know, although I need a new computer, I bought me a tablet on Black Friday. Well, I guess Gray Thursday. Yeah, the thought bubble was called a Gray Thursday. I listened to your podcast, Gray Thursday. And I was at Target, too. I didn't see y'all because I'm sure y'all went to the Target on the east side. I didn't see y'all. I was in there. That old crazy line. But it was fun. And but how I live without a tablet is beyond me. It's one of those things, like, once you get one, I'm like, ooh, I like this. And it's an Android tablet. And I'm like, oh, because now that with my whole Google scheduling thing I was talking about earlier, I can put that all and it goes to my phone if I don't have it. So I'm going to use this tablet a lot for, like, scheduling things for work. Because I need to be reminded, you know, writing stuff down in the book don't come with an alarm. I need things to pop up on a screen and beep at me. So now, because, you know, here lately when I've been opening different tabs on my computer while I'm doing the podcast, my computer has been dying. So that's why I was like, okay, I'll do the stuff on the tablet, and that way I don't have to worry about the computer crashing and not getting stuff saved, and, you know, and then have to go back to edit the show, which I don't like doing, like I had to do last week and the week before. But anyhow, hot tub threesome leads to brawl, and they give their names: Austin and Michael, which is an 18-year-old and 33-year-old. Guys, gals, I don't care, gay, straight, bi, whatever you are, date in your age range. You know, when you're 33 messing around with an 18, I actually question your intentions, but date within your range. I just think that's ridiculous. There's somebody on TV who obviously was running from the police on a skateboard. Anyhow, and so they was at a South Carolina nightclub where they meet a 21-year-old Douglas, who was visiting from Charlotte. I hear Charlotte's hot. They said the group had chemistry, so they all three decided to go to a residence where Gordon was dog sitting. So here's another word to the wise. If you're house sitting or dog sitting for someone and it's not your spot, don't invite people back. You know, don't invite people back. Don't be screwing in somebody else's house. That ain't your house. Screw in your own house. Get a hotel. Any room. Anyhow. Anyhow. So I said anyhow like five times. So they get in the hot tub, and that's when everything got a little interesting. The one guy told investigator that he decided to bring the 21-year-old back from the bar. He said, we were in the hot tub and kissing and touching each other. You know, what's your mama going to say? You know, what's your mama going to say? Hey, mom, I'm going to need you to come and bail me out, because I got into a fisticuffs in a hot tub. My mama's gonna say, what was you doing? Why? Well, my mama was gonna say, no, I'm not coming to get you. You know, you own your own partner. But then she's gonna say, "What in the hell were you doing?" And then you gotta tell her this bullshit. You know. So anyhow, so they said, two of the guys begin to bicker, and the deputy, he told the deputy he lost control. Wait for it. When one of the guys said stated he got paid more for his escort services than the other guy. He reported immediately to striking him with his hands and feet. Can y'all see? Water was everywhere, right? They was kicking and splashing, and there was hot water getting in people's eyes and things. I mean, seriously. Are you kidding me? After confessing to the assault, he asked the deputy just to arrest him and get it done with. He was collared for simple assault, and the other two were busted for providing alcohol to the minor. Each man was transported to the county jail, where they were booked on the misdemeanor counts. I mean, seriously, y'all, you got two escorts. See, this is why you don't take people home, because you don't know what the background is. I need a background check before I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. It's, but you know, y'all in the tub, you know, ready to have a moment. Have any of y'all had a three-way? I just want to know, because I'm nosy. But I ain't gonna tell y'all if I had or not. But y'all in the hot tub having a good time, and y'all start fighting because one gets paid more escort money. Is that a reason to go to jail? And you got to tell somebody that's why y'all got to fight. Just say we didn't get along and things got. I'm not. You're not getting all that from me. You know. You don't need to know that about me, because you know.
Get your life.
Because that's a fucking mess. Oh, and more. That's been a lot. Like, again, a lot of today. Was it today or yesterday? The young lady, Elizabeth Loughton, is that her name? Elizabeth Loughton. She was a Republican staffer, who criticized the Obama daughter, Sasha and Malia, about how they looked. And you know, it's funny. This is when you really need to keep your damn mouth shut. This is what she said in the original post. She wrote, "Sasha and Malia Obama should have shown a little class during the annual Thanksgiving ceremony to pardon two turkeys at the White House." I didn't know that was a thing, but obviously it's a thing. "Rise to the occasion. Act like being in the White House matters to you. Dress like you deserve respect and not a spot in the bar." She deleted the post later, and she did apology. She said now she sees more clearly just how hurtful her words were. But you know, they made her ass. They said she resigned, but they made her ass quit. They're like, you know what? You know, the Republicans say enough about our president. She was the aide to Tennessee Representative Stephen Fincher. And so she, you know, says all this craziness about them. Again, this is another opportunity, not opportunity. This is another thing where they're not there to be role models. They're children. I think one is even 9 years old, and they're tall. Have y'all seen them girls? Them girls is tall. And I think they're very beautiful young ladies. And why attack them? You know, they've attacked President Obama so much. Why mess with his babies? They haven't did nothing. You know, he ain't doing what y'all say he doing, but they really haven't did anything. And it was unfortunate that this young lady chose to open her mouth when she should have kept it shut, because, you know, you see the picture of her, or because, you know, people, once you go viral like that, people start looking at you. You know, the finger of analyzation that you have pointed at somebody, and it gets a little bit too much attention, you know, it gets turned back at you. So now they putting posts of her partying with beer bottles hanging out of her mouth and all this really bad makeup, and so everybody looks like, girl, sit down. Have a seat, because nobody got time for all that. Oh, I should have did this right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right, sweet Brown. So, and so it's that type of thing. And I wish you. I know she wishes she should have kept her mouth shut. So I thought those two little stories were interesting because I really didn't have much to talk about tonight. Did you guys see, before we go to break, did you guys see the Flash Arrow crossover tonight? It was actually good. I mean, they dropped some stuff. They dropped some stuff tonight. There was a Batman reference in it tonight, which they haven't said anything about Batman on either show, I don't think. But they mentioned Batman tonight and Gotham. Well, about not about the Gotham television show, but about Batman specifically. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And what else? I don't think there was a new Gotham this week. And oh, and Sleepy Hollow is really good. Have you ever watched Sleepy Hollow? Anyhow, take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna wrap things up. Oh, we're gonna get out of here up under an hour tonight. Woohoo! When we come back, we're gonna take our first holiday quiz of the season. Which holiday movie are you? I haven't taken the quiz, but I'm really interested in seeing which one I am. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. That wasn't that bad of a Christmas song. Actually, there's another version of that. That's Snowflake called "It's It All This Christmas." And I had a different version of more. That's more of like an acoustic version, I guess you'd say. I mean, I have a version where it's a little more music and drums and stuff. But it's still good. I like her song. I couldn't find the one that I had last year called Peace, which was my favorite Christmas song. But it's so funny. Not funny, but my when I took my mom to her doctor's appointment, there's a little old man that sits there, and he waits for me to get in with my mom and get her situated. And he always gives me a bag of CDs. He's been doing this for 2 weeks now. And so he actually gave me some Christmas music and some other stuff. And it just my response and what he's chosen to give me out of his CD collection is his face lights up when I was like, oh, you know, I mean, I maybe embellish a little bit. I'm like, oh, snap, you got Toni Braxton, you know, and he's like, yep. He'll tell me I'm almost 80 years old. Now, listen, because he had Toni Braxton, Brandy, Vanessa Williams, Mary J. Blige. He had all these CDs he's been giving me. But also he tried to sneak in a Leanne Rimes. Y'all know I didn't want that. He tried to sneak in a Leanne Rimes on me and Gloria Estefan. Now come on. And so I said, well, you're obviously a lover of music. He's like, yo, yeah. I said, y'all see that Leanne Rimes in there? All right, you know. And he's like, well, once you take him, I don't want any of them back. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. I said, I've been listening to them in the car because, I've listened to the CDs that I have in there enough, and I don't really listen to the radio, and so I've been popping those in, and I forget how good Brandy Never Say Never album was and Vanessa Williams Comfort Zone album was. They were good albums, and so I don't know what he's gonna give me. Oh, I won't see him tomorrow. I won't see him again until probably next week when my schedule lightens up a little bit. But yeah, and it's just that type of thing, because now I go in and I, you know, the thing is, when I walk in a room, I try to own it, right? Because like Nene Leakes says, when I walk in a room, I own it, honey, you know. That's what you got to do, you know. And people think, well, you just like attention. Well, that's true, but but I just like meeting people and talking to people and getting that energy. But the thing, if you don't have any energy, I'm not gonna give you the time of day, you know. Like, eh, okay, whatever, you know, because I am that boy, you know. And so I remember at Geek Galaxy Con when I interviewed the guys from Page for Yeti, and the second issue of Midnight Snack is out. If you go to their website, pageforyeti.com, you can check that out. When I talked to those guys, there was a guy across the way from them that was selling his novel or book or whatever. And he had stank face. And this gave me this really, really, not a bad vibe, just like a, you know, and I'm trying to, I'm like, you know, because I guess me, I come from a really heavy sales background, and really high pressure sales background. When I worked for the company in Atlanta, you know, you go through like a month. Well, I guess, was it a month? It's a long training program, and 1 week is dedicated to being assertive, not aggressive, being assertive. And, you know, so I'm like, I holler at you, you know. And I think Thought Bubbles probably got, I was at their table so much, I know they got tired of me. Them and Matt Halls from Comic Unlimited. I know y'all got tired of talking to me, but thank y'all for letting me come and run my mouth, because y'all know how I am. But you know, that guy, he just gave me a bad vibe. So now what, you know, if I, you just have people, my dad's like that. There's people that we've known for years, and my dad hasn't liked them for years. And I remember him saying a long time ago, if I don't like you, there's nothing that you can do to make me like you. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know. And, you know, some of my mom's best friends, he hasn't liked them for a lifetime, you know, and today, still to this day, doesn't like them, you know. So maybe I picked that up from my dad, you know, because some people I just, okay, I don't like you, you know. And I don't know if it's energy or whatever it is, it just happens to be that way. But when I take my mom, it's fun for me and it's fun for them, because there's this whole little row of people, and I don't really talk a bunch about the dialysis, but that's what it is. And it's because it disturbs me when you think about these people who are each hooked up to a machine and it's their lifeline. And it's when I really think about it, it kind of messes with my head a little bit because it concerns my mother, and it's like, all right, you know. So I think I try to brighten their day. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. And so I talk, there's a whole little row, and I talk to all of them, and they all know me. And I spoke a few weeks ago about there was a guy there that, because you become friends with these people, you know, because I'm there, and I talk and get friends with the nurses and the techs. And of course, there's people I like and I don't. And then when they then they then you don't see them anymore, and then you wonder what happens. And you know, and sometimes when you don't see them, there's a reason you don't see them, and sometimes that reason is not always good. And so I, you know, I try to be friendly, and but I'll have them all laughing until they be trying to put me out of there because I think it's such a ominous thing to go through, you know, if you if you're a dialysis patient. And I think one, well, I'm gonna have my mom on here to talk about it. She don't have she has nothing good to say about it, and you know, and I just, I don't know. This is one of those things that I think that needs to be spotlighted. Nobody really does, deals with renal failure and kidney disease, and I think somebody should put a spotlight on it, and maybe that's me. But last thing tonight, and we'll be wrapping up. It's going to be right at an hour, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. So if you want to do this quiz, it's a brainfall.com quiz, and it's called the Which Holiday Movie Are You Quiz. So the first one, first question is, someone offers you a glass of eggnog. I absolutely love eggnog, but eggnog is very expensive. Have y'all seen how high eggnog is in the store? I remember eggnog being a dollar and a quarter or a dollar 50 cents. It's like $5 at the Walmart. Seriously? Mess. So someone offers you a glass of eggnog. What's your response? Absolutely, sure. Only there's rum in it. No thanks. Well, I like rum that I like eggnog that doesn't have rum. So we're going to say absolutely, because it could be with rum or not with rum. And the next question, how do you decorate for the holidays? I don't. It's too much trouble. I try to keep it simple. I go all out. I'm going to go with I try to keep it simple because it's just do the tree. We don't do the lights outside. Next question. Number three, Christmas is right around the corner. Got all your gifts yet? Of course, they're all wrapped. Wait, what? Is Christmas already? I still have plenty of time. I'm not buying gifts this year. I'm gonna say I still have plenty of time, which I don't. Number four. Uh-oh, you find yourself standing under the mistletoe. What do you do? Lay one on the first cutie I see. Give him a lighthearted peck on the cheek. There's no way I'm kissing anyone. That's probably that's probably going to be my answer, because I don't know. I think I've talked about this before. I think Nikki and I talked about this. I'm not big on kissing, and I'll tell you why. I don't like saliva. The most ridiculous thing in the world, correct? Yeah, I'm not a big kisser, so I'm probably gonna. And if it's a stranger, there's no way I'm kissing anyone. Now, maybe if I go to the Red Union Soup Party, no, I'm playing. Not really. Giving or receiving, which is better? Now, that's a specific question. It's called the season of giving for a reason. Give me presents. It wouldn't be Christmas without both. Let's just forget about this whole holiday thing. Well, I'm really hard to get to take things. I have, you know, even though I accept, and I'm very, very pleasant, but I don't like people giving me stuff. I have a problem with that. So I'm gonna say it's called the season of giving for a reason. Four more questions. You look out the window and see the first snowfall of the season. What are you thinking? Is it going to be a white Christmas? Just my luck. I'll go get a shovel. Since when does it snow here? Probably just my luck, because I don't necessarily like snow. Number seven, you have just received the, oh, here you go, Elaine. You just received the ugliest sweater from a relative as a present. How do you react? I would wear it to Chris and Elaine's wedding reception. That's what I would do. But you return it. This will look nice in the back of my closet. Pretend to love it and wear it next year. Who did I receive it from? From a relative. It depends on who the relative is. Although, one year, and I've told this story before, we did a show last year called The Worst Christmas Gifts Ever. So, and it's on Spreaker here somewhere. And my dad, one year, this has been maybe 10 years ago. He thought he was doing a really, because I needed a new coat. And he thought he was doing something really big. He had went and purchased a coat. And so my sister calls me. She's like, you need to come over to my house. I'm like, why? She's like, I need you to see something. I'm like, girl, I ain't coming over. I got things to do. She's like, no, you really need to come over to my house. She's like, because dad brought your Christmas present. Because my parents still, when they buy Christmas presents, they still hide them and stuff. Even like last year, I think I picked out what my mom, she's like, what do you want? And I picked it out. And so she wrapped it and I couldn't get it to Christmas. My parents still do that, which I think that's cute, right? And so, and so I go over to my sister's house and my dad had bought me. Well, it wasn't leather, and I don't know, it was almost like a rubber garbage bag. And he, well, so I look at it and I'm like, seriously? Because at that time I was real skinny, not real skinny, but I was thin. I had a little body on me, and I was wearing cute stuff, right? And so, I think is I worked in a department store, so I really not that my clothes are all fashionable or anything, but I worked in a department store. You end up getting nice clothes when you work at a department store because you get them at a discount, right? And so, and so I'm like, I can't wear that. Can't nobody see me in that. And she's like, you'll break his heart if you tell him you don't want it. I'm like, then somebody needs to tell him that I don't want this because this is a mess. And not that I was being really being, a spoiled brat or anything, which I am a spoiled brat. I'm like, I don't want it. This is ugly. And trust and believe, it came from Rural King. Now, some of you guys who don't live in the country or in the Midwest, or y'all haven't lived till y'all walked through a Rural King. It's interesting, but none of my clothes can come from there. Not that's not me being a diva. That's not me being arrogant. That's not me being bougie. I just can't do it, right? And so, wait a minute.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right? And so, and so Christmas comes, and so we're cracking up. We're cracking up because he was so proud. And so Christmas came, and I'm like, I don't have the heart to tell him it's the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. And so I put it on. You know how I'm gonna say this. Remember how OJ tried to put that glove on, and he did it to where the glove wouldn't fit. So I'm putting this coat on, and I'm like, oh darn, it doesn't fit. Oh my God, it doesn't fit. And then, mind you, I had lost a lot of weight at that time, and it did fit, but I did it so it wouldn't hurt. He's like, oh. Well, I knew you'd like it. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I can't wear this. And so I made a big spectacle out of it, and that I couldn't wear it. And so I was able to take it back. And they had a nurse like, you want the money? You want to exchange it for a different size? No. Give me my money, which wasn't that much. Anyhow, that was my little Christmas story. Number seven, you just received at least where I would return it. That's what I would do. Let's see. Eight. How long do you leave your Christmas lights up? I take them down immediately. July sounds about right. I leave them up a few days to soak up a little more cheer. I would say a few days because it's bad. They say, at least in my family, you have to have your lights down and your Christmas tree down before the beginning of the year. So you have a week. So a few days. Number nine, who's your favorite Christmas character? Frosty, Rudolph, Jack Skellington, or Ebenezer Scrooge? We'll go with Rudolph would be the geek kid. So we're going to do Rudolph. And the last question, last but not least, how old were you when you finally found out the truth about Santa Claus? I figured it out quickly, or normal age, I guess. What truth? Did Santa tell you something? I'm gonna say a normal age, I guess, because it wasn't really quickly. But I probably was 4 or 5 because my sister and all her sibling what's the word I'm looking for? Harassment that she gave me over the years. She spoiled things for me, and I remember being in my mother and my father's bed. My mother and my father's bedroom, and it was around Christmas time, and we're looking out the bedroom. Well, she called me. She's like, look, see, there's all our toys in the back of my mom and dad's car. And I'm like, what? And then she explained to me how there wasn't any Santa. So my sister ruined Santa for me at a very early age. But then it didn't matter to me because, you know, I don't mind a spoiler. So I would go find the Christmas gifts around the house that they hid. But anyhow, that's 10. So my result, the Christmas movie that I am is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I think that's that fits. Because I'm a Grinch during the year, but I'm nice during Christmas. So how about that? Thank you guys for letting me talk, even though I didn't have much to talk about tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Don't forget, you can always find past episodes here on Spreaker. You can check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and iHeartRadio. And then you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or send me a tweet at the5x5. Check me out on Instagram, One Funny Guy. And you can see all my little pictures. Well, I think there's one or two from the circus, but there's some on Facebook as well. My time at the circus this past weekend. Going forward from now on, there's going to be a lot of Christmas-ish shows, a lot of Christmas-themed shows coming up. And so maybe some of you guys will join me here on the 5x5 and we can talk about Christmas and the holiday, and because I love this time of year. We're also doing the Glitter and the Geek giveaway. And the only thing you have to do to win, and I'll have more on the Facebook page about it here in the next couple days, is like our Facebook page. You have to do it. I'm not going to take anything less than liking my Facebook page. And then name one person that I've interviewed this year on the 5x5. One person, you know. And I've interviewed several different people, but just name one person that I've interviewed. And send me it to email, Twitter, Facebook, and then you'll be in the contest. Also, Loot Crate is coming up this month. I don't know how many days you have left to get your Loot Crate. I think you have to the 19th, maybe. I could be wrong. But go to the 5x5.blogspot.com. Click on our Loot Crate link. It's going to be a pretty big one this month. This anniversary is the theme. There's going to be a Funko Pop figure, because you know I love those. Exclusive to Loot Crate. A exclusive comic book. Love that as well. No t-shirt, but they're celebrating the 75th anniversaries of Batman and Marvel. The Marvel, I think, is going to have a Guardians of the Galaxy theme to it. Also, the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters. And I read Simpsons, so it should be a pretty... They said this is going to be the biggest crate of the... I think thus far, since they've been doing it, I think it's what they said. So expect big things from Loot Crate this month. So you still have time, and use the 5x5 link on the 5x5.blogspot.com. Click it, get it. I think you get a 10% discount. It makes the first one like, what, $14 or something? I don't know, but check that out. Maybe we'll be back Sunday. If I can get this work thing, pray for me, because I have a lot going on. That's why I'm going to bed early, because I had to get up and be and work a regular 9-to-5 now, which is really not 9-to-5. But during the training period, it's kind of like that. So, but you know, I had to grow up sometime, right? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Thought Bubbles, Timmy Sims, everybody else. You guys, it's Christmas. We're gonna have a good time. And if again, if so, I need a date for the 13th, somebody call me, and we'll go and have some fun. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'll see you next time. Good night.